From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. We are going into the art season in South Florida, and to get us all in the mood, there's a brand new documentary that takes a look at the crown jewel, Art Basel Miami Beach. It's produced, directed, edited by filmmaker Andrew Havia. He's a product of New World School of the Arts. It airs tonight on WLRN Channel 17, the TV side, at 8 p.m., and it's called Rising Tide, a story of Miami artists. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a story about the build-up to Art Basel Miami Beach, which to me sounds like it could be the ultimate reality show. What intrigued you enough to feature that side of Basel?
One of the things that I think is really interesting about Art Basel is that when it comes, there's a lot of attention about artists and about Miami, but very rarely is it about Miami artists. And I really want to make a film about how Miami artists experience this week of just events and overflowing with events and happenings. So we picked on a couple of artists who are doing great things, who are doing very Miami-centric things, who are doing very unusual things, and how they experienced that week. Because that week really encompasses a lot more than simply Art Basel. The satellite fairs, the Pulse Fair, Scope Fair, Nada Fair, like all these other fairs happen, all these other parties happen, open galleries happen. A lot of people are interacting. And that to me is fascinating. And nobody ever really told that story in a way that I really wanted to see it.
And that's what most of us really do know as Art Basel. We don't know what's going on in the convention center.
Yeah, actually, it's great how it's really this umbrella term. People talk about Basel and they talk about Basel Week, when really they're talking about hundreds of different smaller happenings. And that's just become the umbrella term because that's the largest fish in the pond.
The thing I like about the title, it does say that we do have artists in Miami. Describe this type of scene.
Well, the Miami art scene is a fairly vibrant scene. It's relatively intimate. It's also extremely young. When you consider the history of other cities, you know, New York's had hundreds of years. Paris has had hundreds upon hundreds of years to grow and develop. Whereas the idea that you could be an artist working in Miami and succeeding on an international level is a relatively new idea. And this generation of artists that we focus on in the film are the first ones who grew up when that idea was always there, you know, which is one of the things that I really liked about it, is that these aren't artists who decided to stay here and built something from nothing. They're the ones who already had something and said, hey, what if we just kept doing it? What if I went back to Miami? That's a thing I could do. Basel's there. And it, even if it wasn't necessarily the reason, it was a huge watershed moment for a lot of these artists. So we picked artists that are doing very unique things, very cinematic things. I mean, the best example is Funner Projects. They're an art duo that they built a mechanized crossbow, a 14-foot mechanized crossbow that launches 2x4s 150 miles an hour. They launch it with a machete and have a big to-do about it. And it's
you know, I do that on the weekends.
Right, who doesn't? It's a very Miami thing. Blow something up and have a great time.
Okay, cue the crossbow.
Barnhold.
Probably a little more fun to watch than to listen to, but you get the idea. And congratulations are in order and good luck because you're nominated for two Emmys.
Yeah, that was really exciting. It was a couple of videos we made in relation to this. They're promotional pieces for the documentary where Funner Projects and I went out deep into the Everglades with a crew of people and a high-speed camera, slow-motion camera, and took their 14-foot crossbow and blew a lot of stuff up in glorious slow motion. It helps to have the crossbow. Funner Projects really, really brings it.
Well, Andrew Havia, thanks so much for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.